I was trying to understand that about these different kinds of dukkha.
But this is not new. This Harinam dukkha, and then ordinary dukkha means this Gayatri, Brahma Gayatri, and that Pancharatri dukkha. After that dukkha, this Brahma Gayatri dukkha, along with that, it is. And then sannyas three. They say that Pancharatri dukkha and Gayatri dukkha are two different. Three means first Harinam, second what they told?
Brahma.
Brahma Gayatri. And then?
Then they told Vaishnava.
Then Vaishnava dukkha. But our Guru Maharaj, the Brahma Gayatri dukkha and this Vaishnava dukkha, that was at one time. Vaishnava dukkha.
Pancharatri ki dukkha is also Brahma Gayatri. Pancharatri ki?
Pancharatri ki dukkha, not Brahma Gayatri. Gayatri Vaidik dukkha. At Pancharatri ki dukkha, they just call it Vaishnava dukkha. Generally, some recognition is given to this caste Brahmin. Have you heard the name of Khorana?
Khorana?
Khorana in America.
No.
Who is proving or researching a particular thing. He says, if I can get one cell from the body of Napoleon, then I can make many Napoleon from different cells. Just as from the vegetable kingdom, there is that sugar candy. And many parts may be taken, in potato also. In potato, many crops, not even ankur, sprout. Many sprout comes, and if we cut them to pieces, then one sprout may produce one potato plant. So also, in human body, there are many cells. And from every cell, in a scientific way, we can get the man whose body cell it is. The mentality, the vigor, everything is contained in the every particle by which the body is constructed. So, some importance is there in the bodily succession. General. But there is exception. So, those that come from a Shudra or Mlecha body, that is generally considered impure. But from their ancestors, they are not preparing particular rites and these customs following. So, the impurity is there. And the smarta section, the Shankarite interpreter, many of them, and some of the Madhya school Vaishnava, they also admit that by Harinam, the purification of the subtle body is effected. But the karma, which is attached to be suffered or enjoyed in this body, attached this particular body, that it cannot be purified by holy name, by anything else. All the prayers, the karma, the action which we have done in our previous life, they are classified. Kutang, bijang, phalan, mukhang. First prarabdha and aprarabdha. The karma, the action which has been attached to be enjoyed or suffered in this body, that is prarabdha, and which is deposited to be experienced in future, that is aprarabdha. It is begun and not begun. Prarabdha means which is begun already, and aprarabdha which is left out for future. Again, which is left out for future, that is also divided into three. Kutang, bijang, phalan, mukhang. In Hari Bhakti Vilas we can find all these details collected from different scriptures by Rupa Goswami. Kutang means undetectable portion of our past action, which we cannot read. What are the activities, what are the results contained there in a very fine way, in microscopic way, that how we can't detect that. Just as we are told now that in Japan they are preserving a library where the letters of the book cannot be read by the ordinary eye with microscope. So smallest letter and composed by smallest letter, so many books in a small inside will be there, only in a small book. It is they are accommodating in their library. The smallest composed which cannot be read by ordinary eye. Microscopic glasses necessary to read the books. So kutang, which is undetectable, like a plane of action, and gradually that will come out, and they will demand their satisfaction. Kutang, bijang. Bijang means which is detectable, more clear. Actions more clear. There is bijam. We can understand that this is the seed of that plant, this is the seed of that plant. That is bijam, means seed, which is detectable. This is the seed of particular action. This is the seed of another, the murder, and this blackmailing, this is that, so many, which can be detectable. And the phalon mukhang, there are others who are awaiting to get their realization very soon, demanding, the next chance I must get. This is a prarabdha, and prarabdha which has got their satisfaction in this body. These are the division. But they say, the scholars, Vedic scholars, you know, of this opinion, that what is prarabdha already began to be experienced in this body, that cannot be changed. It is out of hand. And others, which reserved for future, that may be finished by our good action, good activity. We may not have to undergo all these reactions.
Our Guru Maharaj gave
them, but the Vaishnava school, this Gauriya Vaishnava, they say, no, not this prarabdha also can be removed. What is already attached to be experienced in this body, that also can be removed only by Holy Name, by no other means. Only Krishna Nam, Hari Nam, can purify one which is already begun to be experienced in this body. So he may be purified. A Shudra Mlecho can be by properly taking Hari Nam, then he may be converted into Brahmanism. It is possible by Hari Nam. They have given quotation from different places, and they are, by their analysis of the meaning of those quotations, they are praying that this say that they may be free from the prarabdha karma, which is already begun to be experienced in this life. Now, the shloka from Bhagavatam, Bhakti Punati Mannishta, Svapakana Prishambhavat. Sva means kukur, dog. Even the dog eaters, that is the lower section, they also can be purified by from their lower path. Another, Jannamadhiya Svanana Kirtana, Yat Prabhana Yat Smaranada Prikkajit, Sadhu Vishadya Svanana Kalpat. Those dog eaters and lowest class people, they can be immediately purified by taking the name of the Lord. Now Jiva Goswami is again giving commentation to this. Yes, they are. The prarabdha is gone. You note it very attentively. Yes, Savanaya Kalpati, the Kalpa, the Sanskrit word is used. Ishadunya, Indra Kalpa, is just like Indra, but not Indra Kalpa, but little less. Kalpati, Savanaya Kalpati, he becomes purified to such a standard as he can perform the sacrifice which is reserved only for the Brahmins. Kalpati means little difference. So here Jiva Goswami has given his own commentation. What is the difference? Little difference? That his prarabdha gone and he attains the position of a boy of a Brahmin. But the boy is not allowed for this Brahmin yajna until and unless he is given the sacred thread. There is also a samskar is necessary. Janmana jayate shuddha bhai, but everyone is impure. But only by samskar. But who will be fit for samskar? Only the Brahmin boys. Now he reaches the stage of Brahmin boy and not the Brahmin. Then when that samskar is given to that boy, Brahmin boy, from any caste he may come, taking Harinam, he should be considered as Brahmin boy. And again, when that Gayatri Sanskar, the Brahman Sanskar is given, then he gets the recognition of a bona fide Brahmin, and he can do the Yajna and the Salagram or Chana, these things. So, the Harinam, taking the name of the Lord, of course, in a proper way, we have to suppose. Then his karma vanishes and body purified. He is considered to be a Brahmin boy. And then when the sacred thread is conferred to him, he is eligible for all activity. This is the scientific position. So, that Pancharatri Dikha may not be necessary. His Harinam is sufficient. Still, the Brahmin Samskar, the Gayatri, Vedic Samskar that is given, and Pancharatri Diksha also given to help him to a greater degree. Just as one gets a university scholarship, and that is also district scholarship, is also there, that comes to help him. His university scholarship is all important, but some subservient appreciation also comes to enhance his position, something. The Harinam circle, purifying circle, is the greatest circle, from the lowest to the highest. And the Pancharatri help within a circle, within the circle. It will help, help the, to taking the name and the other things. So without it also one can do. But there are so many Brahmins and Karmakandi, who think that they are not given sacred faith, they are lower, so they commit offense from save them. And also, a man who is taking the name, he thinks, no, Brahmins are bigger, we are less position, all that. His abhiman, his ego, also must be helped to go higher. Yes, I am more than a Brahmin, so I shall have to become very careful about my movements, about my eating and other things, to help the person that he must not go below the standard of a ordinary purificatory section, And at the same time, the society will also be one to deal with these persons who are taking the name of the of Hari, that they are taking exclusively given to the chanting of the name of Hari, so they are above Brahmin. So there is this system was introduced by our Guru Maharaj, extensively, that conferring sacred faith, that is, to give the position of a Brahmin outwardly. Inwardly, a Vaishnava is above Brahmin in calculation from the inner side. But from the outer side also he created this society, that a Vaishnava who is exclusively given to Krishna consciousness is not less than a Brahmin, but more than that. To establish this position of the Vaishnava in the society, and also to encourage him that you must not go down. You are taking the name of Hari, exclusively given to Krishna consciousness. You are to maintain your position in the external way, in such a way that the even the Brahmins, Vedic school, they have some reverence. Must be cautious in your dealings and in your practices. And the society also, don't underestimate these persons that are exclusively given to Krishna consciousness. And this way is all. But Mahaprabhu did not introduce this. Rupa Sanatana and others, followers, they did not care to take any sacred thread. And also, in the sannyasa system of the Varnasram, Shankara and others, when they take sannyas, they give up the sacred thread to the fire. No necessity of the sacred thread. They are above that, above Brahman. But their creed is, we are one with Brahma. But here is the different, infinite different. A Vaishnava, however higher, he'll say, I am the sleeve of Krishna, and the sleeve of the sleeves of the sleeve of Krishna. But here we are the highest entity identified. So this is Mayavad. Fully they are prey to misconception, misreading of the revealed scriptures, Veda. That is the position. So, in Manushangita we find three class of birth. Matura Gridhi Jananang. First we get the body from father and mother, from the parents. Dityang Maunji Bandhare. The second is by getting sacred thread in a Brahmin family. Tritiyam Yajna Dikkhayam, the third, then again take this Pancharatri Dikkha to help him more progressively. This is a Manushangita. Three birth. A man have three births with a Brahmin. First birth from the parent body, the second Maunji Bandhan, that is Gayatri, Vedic Dikkha. Try to have your reading from the example as has been set by the Veda. It is according to reveal to try to what your experience says, don't believe them, but what the revealed truth say you, wants you to, how to read the environment, you try to follow that. Don't survey your environment with your own fleshy eye and ear, but with some scientific education you try to see things aside. So science is also mundane, but the revealed truth say us to see things in another way. This is not for mind, but this is all for the supreme authority. We are a particle of that. Try to see in this way, read things in this way, read your environment in this way. Everything belongs to the center, and we are a part of that organic whole. And your duty should be ascertained accordingly. This is Vedic process of reading things aside. And ordinary, I am monarch of all, I said everything we want to utilize for our purpose. This is mundane. So, Diksha, Dibbam, Gyanam, Jatu, Dajjat, Kujyat, Papus, Sankara. Tasma, Dikhe, Kishat, Prakta, Dhrishi, Kuj, Tattva, Vidri. What is the meaning of the word Diksha? Diksha means the process by which Dibbogyan means the transcendental knowledge is imparted to a person. That is Diksha. New eye, Upanayan. Upanayan means new eye is given to a person. The eye you are, with which you are seeing, that is not correct seeing. But the eye is given from the Vedas, the Gayatri. From this time, you try to learn your environment in a different way. That is, you are not one. Gayatri Dikha. Bhubhasa Mahajana Tapasatya. What you have experienced, the world of peculiar experience, that is evolved from consciousness. Bhuvasa. Bhu means this world of this flesh experience, the eye, ear, etc. Bhuva means mental aspect of the same. In this way, the finer conceptions of the things. What is the cause of such experience? Our consciousness, soul, the light within us. So, with the help of that, we can only read things aside, around us. So, it is Varanyam. And there is another realm which is vulnerable to this gross world of conception. Another vulnerable, worshipable realm is there, more fine. And there is an worldly plane where God, with his paraphernalia, lives there. And they are all serving the center. That is the normal. They are fully known to them, the members that living in that world, that the center is all in all, and we must obey the central authority. There we can thrive. That is proper life. All these things. There is another world in the finer and the finer area, above our soul, super soul area. All these things, the Gayatri comes to help us. Don't think where you live by the experience of your fleshy senses. That is not all. but there are another planes of life, and you must have recognition of them, and to prepare your program of your life according to that. Don't you cannot divorce those possibilities of different existence of planes. You prepare yourself properly for the whole world, though you can not at this moment you cannot have any experience of them. Super experience world there is, and you must prepare yourself for that. Otherwise, you will be you have to make failure in your life. Not good success you will be at. You can attain in this life. So that is Diksha, Dibhagyanam. Some transcendental knowledge is imparted to the man who is depending on his experienced knowledge, knowledge drawn from his perception. This is Diksha. The Harinam Diksha is the most central and simple. That there is one sound aspect of him, you come in touch with that and go on cultivating the sound aspect of the whole of Krishna consciousness. Only with the connection of this and the cultivation of the sound aspect of him, you can go to the highest center. That is Harinam. And the mantra is some particular arrangement with the name. Name must be there. Name must be there, and particular, I am casting me, throwing me for the satisfaction of him. Mantra is couched in this way, that I am throwing myself for the satisfaction of my Supreme Lord. That to help, that attitude helps the church take our name. The how, with what attitude we should go on taking the name. Sevanmukh, that we are dying to live for real life, die to live, sacrifice means die to live. It is throwing oneself, the process of surrender has been given in the mantra. You can make advance to take the name in what process? You must throw yourself to the fire, and your ego, present ego of experience, and that will be destroyed, and the inner ego will come, and that will be more helping to you to take the real name and to approach towards the real place where that Krishna, your Lord, is living, to go to home. These are the things. Rigan and Diksha.
Sometimes our Guru Maharaj used to say that in this lifetime one can be perfected and then at the end of this lifetime go back home, back to Godhead. And sometimes he said that
it is very rarely found that in this one life, single life, from this plane one can reach the highest plane. Very rarely found. But generally, life together it requires. If in a real process, then there may be setback also. In aparad, if he commits Vaishnava aparad and some nama aparad, then it may be detained again and again. Not just as keep saying. But still it is, there is possibility that in properly guided and a proper soul may attain in a single life the highest position. It is not impossible.
Sometimes he told that where Krishna is having his pastimes within this material world, then that devotee will take birth there and he'll be trained according to how to serve Krishna.
What do you say?
That
is to live in Vrindavan, that may help to a certain extent, but more helpful is Navadvip. Because there is possibility of committing offenses we can misread, we can take this lust as love. We can misidentify our enjoyment as devotion, prema. Possibility is there. Otherwise, we shall become sahajiya. They are imitated in everything. Always living in the land of what we see by our senses. It has been told that the dham is of prapito. Dham is not material, not to be experienced by our senses. We must try to live in that dham, dham proper, chinmoy, that is fully conscious area. So we shall have to, if we really does not want to deceive us, then we are not to ignore the steps by which we are to go there. Still some help there will be, but Vrindavan is for the higher. There we can get some inspiration by the side, but if we are not sincere, then we may commit as attending Krishna Lila, so also Krishna Dham, we may commit offenses, and that will hurtle down. Rather, Maladiv Dham, they are also opposite possible to the very less. It will help us, it is for the sadhaka, that I am not so high, I am not holding such high position as they were in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, our position is too low. So Krishna Nam Kari Aparadhera Vichar, the name, the dham, everything, there is consideration of offenses. And the less consideration of offenses is in Bhavadita, is more general, liberal. But anyhow, the most important factor is that Sadhu Sangha, the superior guide, by his Narottam Thakur has written, Tirtha Yatra Parishram Keval Maner Bham Sadhu Siddhi Govinda Charan. Dethikte Vaishnava Nain Shethikte Nain Jai Kifal Hantiya Dura Desh. There is another thing. Jathai Vaishnava Gam Saisthan Vrindavan Saisthane Ananda Api. Where is Vrindavan? The stage of realization. That is Vrindavan. The highest stage of realization is Vrindavan. There. Or this physical Vrindavan, if we take it and we commit so many offenses according to my habit, then I shall have to go down mentally. So sadhu and the shastra, the guide, should be our guide. Only in that account we can go Vrindavan anywhere and everywhere. But guiding star must be our guru always to guide me, what is what, say to me. As long as I am, my myself is not rising to that stage, I was always underneath of a guide, what is what. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan not a physical eye experience. Physical eye experience it is not. Not in the world of our flesh experience. It is higher and higher. Through the Shraddha, through faith, we are to begin our journey towards subjective, super subjective area. That is Vrindavan proper, Krishna proper. It is not to be found in the physical. he can come here. Sadhu higher plane, from they can come in the grove. But it is not easy for those that are living in the grove plane to rise up to the higher. They can come, an agent can come, and they can help us to take there. But without the help of the agent, it is not easy to go by our own experience to that higher and higher plane. So always sadhu sangha. If we go to Vrindavan, we must have a guide. He will always caution me, don't see this in this angle of vision. You try to see it in this angle of vision, not that. In this way, a guide, sadhu sangha, that is the most important factor in the life of a bona fide seeker of the truth. And next, shastra, revealed scriptures. In Bhagavad Gita, there are so many classifications in three classes, sattva, raja, tamo. The most lower kind of knowledge says, what is not that? Forcibly says, no, this is that. This is tamogun. I am this body, I am. Tamogun. And the rajogun, there is doubt. Oh, this may not be that. My conjecture, my experience, it is not perfect, may not be perfect. And then sattva, the last, of course, what is the thing to understand that properly. So, knowledge of different stages. To think that the Vrindavan is in my eye experience, in my ear experience, in my touch experience, in the mundane, that is not Vrindavan. Vrindavan proper in the super soul area. And our Atma soul can only go, not this body, mind, etc. Otherwise, what is the necessity of this sadhana? Means to end? Die to live? What are these things? Diksha, throw yourself to the Vedic doctrine. Give up your own experience, knowledge of experience, and invite the revealed estimation of the environment. What is this? To live this world of our mundane experience and to go to the transcendental world. Anyhow, that must be affected, that journey. Without that journey, a shortcut is not necessary. Shortcut with the help of a proper guide, without losing much, wasting much time, we can go shortly to there. And also, if I had some experience of previous life to that effect, that may help us to shorten the journey of this life. Who is he?
Kiranas.
You went to see that ashram near Kalna. Kalna, Nakul Bamajari. And afterwards his name was given by Mahaprabhu as Nishinhananda. Nishinhananda, after meeting of Mahaprabhu, and previously he was Nakul Bamajari. And his birthplace was nearby Kalna, some place, where two or three sahaja, perhaps one, so that Vasudev Prabhu's followers are there in church, who are disciples of the Vasudev Prabhu life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur.
They said that without receiving that Siddha Pranali, that the without receiving that Siddha Pranali, that the perfection is not complete, that journey is not complete.
They are representing the Sahaja school. That's how he has called there. And our Guru Maharaj has written several poems, Prakita Sahajiya Satadushani, 100 brains, defects in the Sahajiya process of thinking. Innumerable, but he has put 100 parts. So these are the defects in their process of advance. Mainly, they are very easy purchasers. They are not prepared to pay the real dam kiri bale, real
price.
Cost.
Price.
Not real price. Easy purchaser. It is the death blow to them is this, that Vaikunthi Pasipati, in the beginning, we have to Pujiya Bharadatta Brahmanda Vedi Jai. It must cross the different subtle layers of this Brahmanda, world of experience, gross and the subtle, then Viroja. Viroja. The extremity of the jurisdiction of Maya misconception, then Brahma conception, the halo of the real world, transcendental world, then Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Viraja Brahma Lobhadi Parabhom Pai. Parabhom is a sphere of consciousness. What is that? Parabhom jiva comes from tatastha loka, marginal position, abscissa, jiva, and he is to go through higher plane, whose soil is more valuable than he himself. Can you follow? Vaikunthe prasiddhadi sakali chinmay. What is Vaikuntha? Their soil, the earth, water, tree, everything is a purer consciousness than the person who is going to enter there. Can you think?
Land of Guru, you wrote one chapter. Land of Gurus. In your book, in one of your books, you talked about
they
land
are all
of gurus.
Guru, they are of superior value. They are, by creation, they are of superior position. And I am to pass over them, just as I give some example, that for the service, if necessary, then we put our foot on the throne of the Lord and then do some service and then come and then bow down with our obeisance and then come. So we have to stay there, enter and stay in a soil which is made of a stuff which is more valuable than my own self. Just as a slave, when serving the emperor, he may go to his bed, where even his near and dear also cannot hesitate to go. He can only for the service. So only for the service, for the necessity of the highest, that we can pass through that soil. It is not an easy thing, inconceivable. So the fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Vaikunthe prasiddhadi sakali chinmay. Probably we have to understand. Jivka akama of the tatastha, marginal potency. A part of the marginal potency. He is to enter into the higher plane.